The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Dasha, of course, it's the first time I think I've had a chat to you here on iRadio. And it's brilliant because we're loving your brand new track, Not At This Party. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, so glad you love it. It's one of my favorite songs I've written. It's so fun. Well, as you might assume, I was at a party in Nashville and my friends dragged me out, and I just, like, it was one of those nights I did not want to go, but I felt like I had to. And so I'm at this party and I remember just so not wanting to be there. And that's a feeling that, you know, applies to people at work or on a date or like whatever it is. And I just remember being at that party and like, I'm just so not here. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not at this party. And I was like, ooh, that's a cool title. So I wrote it down on my phone in my little idea bank. And a few weeks later, I was in a session and I kind of pulled the idea out and everyone's like, ooh, I love that. And then we just like wrote the song super fast and it just kind of flew out.
Love it. Nashville is one of those places that I always see on TV, because obviously I'm in Ireland and, you know, I've been to America a couple of times, but Nashville is definitely on my list. Are the parties as good as people say they are? Because it's supposed to be the capital of where all music is made and it's where you should go.
The partying's pretty good, I'm not going to lie. Broadway gets down. Midtown gets down. We got Losers. We got Red Door. Lakeside. There's just like a good mix of like bars like on Broadway that like bang versus like good dirty dive bars that you can get a cheap beer at and play some pool, and there's just good people there too. It's a fun time. You gotta
go. Definitely, it's on my bucket list, I promise you that. Obviously people have been loving your music because you seamlessly seem to marry pop and country. So if people weren't really into country, or maybe they're not into country but they're not into pop, you seem to really get that formula really, really well. I mean, with Austin, like, people have been singing that, I mean, loads and loads and loads. It's been such a huge hit here in Ireland. But how do you manage to, you know, find the formula to make a track that's so catchy?
Oh my God. Well, thank you. I mean, honestly, when I wrote Austin and the rest of the album, What Happens Now, it was the first time in my life where I feel like I really found my sound. And as an artist, it's such a hard process to find, like, sonically what you want to say, what you want to sound like. And when I remember writing Austin, and I was like, oh my God, this is so me. And so I think I've always just been a pop country girly, and it just took me, you know, years and years of writing to really find the formula. But I feel like I tapped into it, and this new album I'm writing right now with Not This Party on it is just like, oh my God, it's the best stuff I've ever written. I'm so excited about it.
Well, we're excited for you to come in and play for us soon. You know, obviously you've had such success over the last couple of years. You know, and is it difficult to try and write songs? But I suppose you've been doing it for so many years that, is it as easy as something kind of comes to you and then you're like, okay, let's evolve that?
Yeah, kind of. Songwriting is so weird. It just kind of hits you out of nowhere sometimes. And, you know, you could be so the most random places and get a song idea and you just like write it down or get your voice memos out. And then when you have a session, you can kind of like, you can kind of tap into it. And it's just really special. And I feel like I always say songwriting is like the eighth wonder of the world. I have no idea where these ideas come from. Words will just hit me and I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. I just feel like a vessel for it. It's kind of crazy.
Well, it's definitely your calling because, I mean, with all the tracks that you've released so far and, you know, you've had such a successful career so far. Tell me about the music videos, because they're really, really awesome. Do you get a lot of, you know, ideas behind the creative process for that, or how does it all work?
For Austin video, that was my idea. When I was writing the song, I actually saw the video in my head. And then Hunter Moreno like brought it to life so perfectly. And it was so cool having like fans in the video too in Nashville, like in the big scene. I think I really like being a part of that process, and I definitely want to be involved in everything I do from here on out and, you know, really get to set the tone. And I know I love when music videos kind of just like hit it on the nose in a weird way. Like Austin is really what the song sounds. It's a story, because I write stories, you know, so it's so cool to actually put like a short movie to the story. I don't know, I think it's really special, so I just want to keep doing that.
Yeah, well, you do a fantastic job at it. I know obviously we're only a small bit into 2025, but what big plans have you got, you know, for the rest of the year? No doubt that you're absolutely, we say flat out when you're really, really busy in Ireland, so I can imagine you're flat out.
Girl, I'm flat out, you have no idea. I was in Mexico yesterday morning and I left at 7 a.m. and I got to Winnipeg, Canada at midnight. So that's the life right now. We're here playing a show tonight.
Oh my gosh. Well, listen, I know you're going to absolutely smash it. But I suppose if anybody can look out for anything that you're getting up to, if you got any plans to come to Ireland very soon, we'd definitely love to see you.
I sure do. We have a festival in the works this summer, and then I would definitely be there in October opening up for Kane Brown in Dublin. So a couple times this year, I'll be
Amazing.
over there.
Well, definitely. We'll have to try and get you into studio at some stage. But Dasha,
Yes.
as it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Hopefully we'll get to talk lots more in the run up to your gigs here in Ireland. But would you like to introduce your brand new track for us here on iRadio?
I sure would. Hey y'all, this is Dasha, and this is my brand new song, Not This Party, on iRadio.
Dasha, you're absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much. Enjoy the gig tonight and have lots and lots of rest on the rest of your tour. And listen, thank you so much, and we hope to speak to you soon.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.